Good morning. What do you call a bishop that sleepwalks? Roman Catholic. Well, anyway, we got that one out of the way, didn't we, huh? Oh, goodness sakes. Father's Day. There's a father out there that is unbelievable. He loves us. He cherishes us. He set his son for us. So what kind of father are we? Of us that are, I mean. Are we like him? Could we be like him? Could we love like he loves? Could we do what he does? Should we change our ways? A lot of questions, isn't it? But he's quite a God, isn't he? He's quite a father for us. He's the example that all us fathers need to follow, correct? He set the standard for us. He showed us love. He showed us how to live. He gave us the laws to go by, the Ten Commandments. He gave us everything. And yet we may have trouble serving him even on a Sunday. One day out of the week. 4 days out of the month. 12 months out of the year. We become complacent with what we believe because of time. And that's sad. It really is. Because that walk that we have with our Father needs to be much closer than what our walk with our Father on earth was. There's times that I feel bad that I didn't spend more time with my Father, especially when I got older. When I was younger, I was being told what to do. That's a different thing. But when I became older and became on my own, then I was able to be equal or share some of the same thoughts back to him. Well, when he passed away, I just thought, okay, he's gone. But, you know, it wasn't until 6 months, 8 months later that I realized I can't talk to him anymore. It took that long for me to realize that I can't talk to him anymore. But what's different about Father God? Anytime, can't we? We can converse with him anytime we want, as long as we want, and for sometimes even what we want. We seem to ask for a lot. Rather than give, we like to ask for more. Rather than give of ourselves to him or even dedicate ourselves to him for what he gave us, which was Jesus. Wow. We should never forget that. We should never let any of that pass by the metalness of our minds on who we are because of Christ Jesus. In 1973, I quit farming because of personal things that was going on with the farmer I was working for. And I thought it was best to make a change. Not knowing what change I wanted, I was a little confused, all right? I guess because I thought this and wanted this, and, you know, it wasn't all ironed out perfectly. And at that time, I was going with a different woman than I married, of course, and we were going to be married, and she went off out of another guy. Broke my heart. Now, I'll say this at this point. If I was as close to God then as I am now, it wouldn't have broke my heart. Because he has my heart now. He had my mind before, but he has my heart now. Big difference. The mind fluctuates, the heart doesn't. So when you get God in your heart instead of your mind, there's no separation then. And that's a whole different story. Well, I was out there. We was going to go to Montana, live in the mountains, because the mountains were great things, and I just loved the mountains and loved the North Woods, and I was just that kind of guy. I felt that's what I wanted. So I went out there, and that isn't what God wanted. It didn't turn out that way. And I was out there about 4 weeks. I had already got a job. I was working at a Chevrolet dealership, and things were going, but it wasn't going right. So one day, it was cloudy day. I was up in the mountains asking God, what should I do? Because I was confused. I said, God, what should I do? What should I do? So I got on this great big rock. I mean, the thing was huge, huge rock. I could crawl up on it and sit on it. And when I was sitting up there, I was crying, asking God to guide me, show me what, or whatever. The sun came through the clouds on me on that rock, all right? Shone right on me. Now, that can change your life. And then God spoke. And he said, just have faith and believe. Three times. He spoke that. And then fear not, for I'm with you always, unto the end. He no longer is in my mind. He went to my heart. So the change of my life at that point was unbelievable. Was I completely always on the right path? No. It took a while to get the areas straightened out. The life walking with God the way he wanted me to walk with him. But as of now, it's been 50 years that I've walked with God. And the excitement is greater now than it was when I asked him into my life, which was exciting. Because I was in the People's Church in Beloit when I asked Jesus into my heart. And somebody put their hand on my shoulder when I went up and kneeled at the altar. And it wasn't some other guy. I didn't catch that right away. Because I was still in the mind, not in the heart. And now when you put two and two together and you get 12 instead of 4, I mean, the numbers change, doesn't it? So was I blessed? Oh, we're all blessed people. Any of you that's asked Jesus into your heart are blessed. No matter what. Now, do you forget him once in a while? The closer you get, the less you forget. That's true. You don't want to do that. You don't want to forget who he is in your life. He's our Heavenly Father. He loves us regardless what. So is Father's Day just on Sunday? No. It's got to be 7 days a week. Has to be 7 days a week. Is it just once a year? No, every day of the year. We need to be his servant. We need to love him as he loves us. We have to kick away the things of the world that so easily besets us, which is a lot of times our feelings. That's what will beset you faster than anything, your feelings. Fact will not. Fact is, God is God. God loves you. God sent Jesus for you. So now your walk with him is what? Forever. Think about eternity. We know dates, right? Weeks, months, years. Some of it, you have walked with God for many months, many years. But eternity, that's where he is at, isn't he? He's eternal. So he's forever. He says, let there be light, there was light. Let there be earth, there was earth. Let there be, let there be, let there be. As he spoke it, it was it. Now, that speaking is between who? Us. Let there be God in your life. Yes. Let there be God in your life. Don't just do it Sunday morning for 2 hours for land's sakes. You miss it. The joy of God is much greater than Sunday morning. Well, we're here. We worship him. We do our weekly thing. But there's 6 other days that are just as important. Actually, they're more important. Because if you got to wait for Sunday to get right with God, you missed it. You might even be thinking something else. So it's just a habit. It's not the relationship. It's the habit of coming to church. We become habitized, I guess we knew that for a word, on Sundays because that's what we know. That's what we've kind of formed ourselves into. And that ain't what God wants. When you wake up in the morning, he needs to be here in your mind. If he's here in your heart, he's got to be there. He cherishes the walk that we walk with him. He loves us with that. How much more does he have to show us how much he loved us? When was the last time you sacrificed one of your kids? Think about that. None of us have done that. We can't even give him our hearts all the time. We give him our mind thinking that we've got it made and we're going to be good and we're not going to do this, not going to do that. If we want to know what we have to do, memorize the Ten Commandments. Memorize the Ten Commandments and live by those, and you'll have a walk that's unbelievable. Oh, and you'll get excited. Don't worry about man's law. If you do God's law, man's law will fall in place. That's man's way. He puts laws and stuff to protect himself, to make himself look right. God put laws in there for us to love him, to show us how to love him. Isn't that great? Think about God as the ultimate sacrifice for Father's Day. Mother's Day is good. I mean, come on, we wouldn't be here without mothers, so we can't not talk about the mothers. You know, they're all right people. They're not Father's Day, though. They're not. But God is so much love. He cares so much about us that when your mind gets in line with your heart, your understanding will be so much more different. So much more different. The things of the world just become life. They don't become important. I'm not saying that you become flamboyantly, oh, I don't care. No, that ain't God. That ain't God at all. We have things we have to do according to the way the system is set up. We have to obey those things as we have to obey his commands. Very simple. Just take your mind, shift it in another gear and say, God, I'm going to follow what you say. You know, in Sunday school, we're talking about Romans, about sin. That can get to be quite a topic. Because there's all kinds of views on what we do, how we do it. Do we sin by doing this or do we not sin by doing this? If you know his commands, you will know if you sinned or don't sin. It's simple. He didn't make it difficult. He didn't make it questionable. He didn't make it, well, I don't know what that means. No, it says what it says. You don't take and put words into it and say, well, no, I think it says this. No, it says you either sin or you don't sin. There's a left and a right to it. Or there's a yes and a no to it. God is so good, isn't he? So as we celebrate Father's Day, you think about the Father that we really, really have. Ladies got Father's Day too. God the Father. So you honor that God, that Father, and your days will be different. Now, do you want them different? How many of you want a different day? We all do, don't we? So, take it from here, put it to here, and you will have a different day. Your life will be so much different, you won't believe it. How can this be? That's God's blessings. That's how much he loves us. He'll bless you. He'll bless your socks off. Any ladies got no socks on her? Oh, Linda don't have socks on. So she can't get blessed. No, I'm just teasing. But anyway, I just want to challenge you to allow this day to be Father's Day for God. All right. Thank you.